Back now with Day to Day. Madeline, raise your coffee cup and let's observe a moment of silence. That slurp goes out to the man who created gourmet coffee culture in the United States.
The Alice Waters of the bean,
Alfred Pete.
That's good coffee. In 1966, Pete started a small coffee company in Berkeley, California. Pete's coffee eventually grew into 150 stores in 10 states, and Pete's inspired the creators of Starbucks.
Last week, Alfred Pete died at the age of 87. Coffee expert Mark Pendergrast remembers the man.
I love coffee. I love tea.
He told me, the beans talk to you. You have to listen to them. The way that you roast each bean has to be individually tailored. You know, he just treated it as an art form that demanded respect. He said people who are used to drinking 10 cups of Hills Brothers coffee, once they began to understand what really good coffee was about, they came back for the beans and to learn how to brew it properly from him. Only a few came to sit at his feet to learn how to roast, but they became the vanguard of the new coffee industry. Now more and more people understand coffee can be almost a hallucinatory experience if you have the right beans from the right place. And I think that's a direct legacy of Alfred Pete.
I love Java, sweet.
Alfred Pete, the founder of Pete's Coffee, died last week. He was 87.